Hi, everyone. I'm one of your co-hosts on Angel Answers. Welcome to Angel Answers this evening. I'm one of your co-hosts, Nicola Parrington, and I'm a holistic therapist who works with my guides and angels, and particularly my main spirit guide, who's called Len, sometimes Lenny. Lenny likes to do everything with love and laughter, so a sense of humour is needed sometimes when Lenny's around. But everything is done with love. Yeah. I deliver messages from spirit and loved ones, and I incorporate my psychic mediumship abilities alongside my skills in therapy to help assist you through your journey of life. I frequently use tarot and oracle to complement my insight. Okay, I can be contacted on Facebook by name Nicola Parrington or parringtonnicola1@gmail.com for my email address. So now I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful ladies. And DC, shall we start with you? Introduce yourself.
Well, you know what? I'm going to turn it over to Mary and Liz, and then I'll go last. Ladies?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, this is Mary, and I am an intuitive empath and Reiki healer. I connect with spirit intuitively, and I love reading messages from cards, both tarot and oracle decks, which I have a wide variety of. So that's a little bit about myself. You could also find me on Facebook through the Sacred Embers and Instagram. How about you, Liz?
I am, I'm an intuitive card reader, a meditation coach, a Reiki healer, a card deck creator, and an ordained minister among many other things that are metaphysical and spiritual. I like to, I always say I'm a student of the metaphysics because I love to learn. And every time I hear about something or new, I want to know more. and I connect with spirit intuitively as well as through cards to deliver messages from spirit. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at LizP11Love. And you can also check out my weekly live stream crystal bowl meditation that I do on Tuesdays. And DC?
Beautiful, Liz. Awesome. Beautiful, ladies. Everyone, this is DC Love. A little bit about me. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, as well as being an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath. I'm also an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and a divine life coach. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" I looked around and I'm thinking, "My goodness, there's nobody here but me." I walked over to the TV and I said, "I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else." So lo and behold, around 5 or 6 hours later, she came back and she threatened me. And I can't say what she said to me because this is an angel show. But the funny and the cool thing is that it took me a while to really, you know, understand Joan and, you know, her divine, beautiful guidance that she gives me. And she's sort of like a bouncer, I think, up there, you know, and she leaves this door open and she keeps pushing people through it continually. It's almost like a revolving door, and it gives me access to the most ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source. And it helps me to work with people that are worldwide and all walks of life. But long story short, love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. And that's why my name is DC Love. So with that being said, I have a very short meditation that I channeled at the very beginning of my journey. And we have Archangel Ariel entering the room with us. And as you're sitting, you notice a beautiful pink mist beginning to surround you. You're just breathing it in. You're really relaxing. And then she hands each of you a beautiful pink quartz heart. And you feel your heart immediately begin to resonate with this loving energy. Archangel Ariel asks that you sit in a chair next to her. And you look, and the chair is a beautiful, fluffy, pink cloud-like chair. And the moment that you sit down, you feel unconditional love all around you. And then you listen as Archangel Ariel begins to speak. Hello, beloveds. I, Archangel Ariel, greet you today with a message of love. Love has no beginning. Love has no end. Beloveds, feel the love that I bring and visualize it permeating every fiber of your being. Let it fill your entire body. This is love in its purest form, love that resides in each of you. As you connect with this beautiful energy, allow it to engulf your heart and trust and believe what you are feeling. You begin to notice your heart, and it is filling with love. There is no room for anything but love. Let this feeling continue from you, and let it connect with everyone that you meet, and allow it to go out throughout eternity, reaching the entire world. You now see everything from a divine perspective, and the pink mist fills your body from your head down to your toes. You are completely overflowing with this beautiful, loving energy. Archangel Ariel waves goodbye and slowly fades away, but her unconditional love remains. Before she disappears completely, she asks that you always choose love. And that was the little meditation that I channeled when I started my journey.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well, with that being said,
rose quartz.
What does it look like, ladies?
Woo! Lit up.
Looks like we've got some callers waiting.
Oh yes.
Wow.
All right. Am I which quartz tonight, Mary? To give you a break?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's get on with it, girls. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, ready.
Area code 805, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, this is Donna. I'm in California. Hello. It's a lovely meditation.
Hi, Donna. Do you have a question for us?
I'd like to meet someone, a male. And my friend Pete, he keeps mentioning his cousin, Peter. I think he has a place in Little Cayman Islands and maybe Colorado, but we haven't gotten around to doing any of that. Do you see that happening, or do you see someone else coming into my life?
Mm. Well, let's see. Does anyone have a message for Donna yet? I just picked up my card.
Hi, Donna. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
I can hear you. Thank you.
You can hear me. Oh, good. Thank you. I've got my guide, Len, here. You're asking about someone in particular. Yeah? Can you give me his name again?
It's not him. It's someone else would come in. His name is Peter. I haven't met him yet. I'm trying to get my friend to, give me an introduction to him.
Okay, well, Len's got an answer for you already, bless him. He's giving you some Lenny loves. He's saying good evening to you, because where I am, well, it's early morning here, but he's saying you've actually got a choice of two people. Now, one might be known to you, but the other one isn't. So it's not two people that you do know. It's one. Len shows him as a shadow, and I'm getting chills when I give you this. He shows him as a shadow, one of them, so this is someone you haven't met yet, but the other one you are aware of. but I don't know if
I'm
that,
aware of
well,
him, but I haven't spoken to him yet. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you've got one that you haven't, you've not even been talked about, or, you know, to you.
Oh,
so,
okay.
He's just giving you some messages. I know, it's a bit exciting. Yeah, he showed me you're in the middle, and I see the one guy clearly stood next to you, and the other one is, how can I explain to you, he's further apart from you on the other side of you. He's in the distance, but he's a shadow, which means he's not shown, he's not known to you. So we'll have a look and see what we get. Yeah. Yeah, new beginnings, yep. You've definitely got a relationship, and I love these messages. Len's giving you some messages. And right, okay, I love it, absolutely love it. It's not going to be too long before you're in a relationship. I'll make that prediction. It's giving you a new beginning. Yeah, it's really positive. And partnership and alliances. Sometimes that one can come out as career, but for you, it's coming out as definitely a relationship. And the feeling I get from it, I can't show you the message, but I can give you what Lenny's telling me and what I'm getting. It's like if you were to say a very firm handshake with someone in a business meeting that sort of seals the deal, we'll say. It's a bit like that, but relationship, it's a feeling that it becomes quite strong quite quickly. And you got transformation, you're in transformation, but for a new beginning, you will be. And material and spiritual prosperity. So I'm going to go so far as to say this: the guy that you do decide on is quite financially able, shall we say. He doesn't worry about money too much, and he's quite in touch with his own self in the way of spirituality. So I'd say he's quite the guy, really. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Did you want to ask Len a question?
Will my finances get better? I'm on a fixed income because, I'm at the retirement age. And
yeah.
I was very lucky at one point in my life, and I want to get lucky again where I won like 3 trips, I won a car, I won a bunch of stuff,
wow.
And I want that to come through in my life.
Well done. Yes, I believe it's you will be better off. I believe it's connected to someone else. So, again, it could be someone in connection in relationship, but not necessarily just because they have money, not so much that. It's what they're able to help you with. I see something new for you. I see you going down another path, but you're going to like it. I think you're surprised, but you like it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I would say so because I'm quite chilled. And Lenny's showing me a huge sign, and it's just a great big gold thumbs up to the money one. He's saying, but don't limit yourself. Don't call it luck. He doesn't want you to call it luck and say, will I get lucky again? He's saying you will be prosperous. Okay, so decide that. It's not just about deciding that. He's showing me it. So, it's connected to someone coming in, which I've said. So, yeah, there's not anything really I want to tell you but as a guide or a warning message. The one thing that he's just shown me is accelerated motion. So he's telling me that message means that when things happen, they happen fast. So it's like hang on to your hat, and he's going, woohoo. He's on phone tonight. So he's saying, get ready, be ready, yeah? It's like revving the engine up in the car. You're just waiting for the sign to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
You be excited. Get excited about it. Prepare for that.
Okay.
I hope that's okay for you.
Oh, very okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I thought so. So I'm going to hand you over to the amazing ladies now. And Lenny's sending you Lenny loves and a single red rose for the romance that's coming in.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Nicola. That was
thank
amazing.
You.
And Dana, this is GC. I got some of the same, and I got a little bit different, a little bit of both. What I was getting is that this gentleman He's going to bring a lot of happiness, joy, and I do feel like, you know, there is going to, you know, it's going to make for a beautiful relationship. And I'm getting, you know, this could be the one, the man that I'm being shown. I'm feeling that he possibly could be maybe like a little bit older, okay? I'm also getting my dog Ginger and, you know, Joan come in at times. And Ginger is saying, you know, love requires work, and it's not all sunshine and roses, okay? So make sure when you connect with this gentleman that you put the work into it, that you speak your truth, and you really, you know, have an open line of communication, okay? What is it with you that you're protecting your heart from? Because I feel like maybe you were hurt in the past.
Very.
And part of your heart is not open all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if Donna, what I'm feeling with you said is it's almost like you have an encasement around your heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So all we have to do is allow Archangel Michael to come in, if you will. He has this little mallet, and he's going to carefully just take that encasement off. If you're willing to, you know, to be open to love, if you're willing to be vulnerable, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready for that. Definitely.
Okay, just breathe in slowly and then breathe outward up to heaven. Okay. So as you're doing that, he took that, he cracked a little the encasement very gently, and he took off, you know, he took it off from around your beautiful heart. So now you're going to be open to receive love, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, the angels of love and Archangel Michael, I see Archangel Raphael, they're going to be around, and they're going to give you these messages to help you to really, you know, love yourself and give you gentle nudges in, you know, in regard, like, what to do to receive the love that you're looking for. And some of it might not even seem like it has anything to do with love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever nudges you get, just follow those nudges, okay? And I'm getting, you know, this is such an amazing, super exciting, you know, chance to have a relationship with this amazing person. The both of you, Ginger, are saying are truly amazing, okay? And she's saying, girlfriend, you're going to be crazy about each other, okay? So in the meantime, you've got to love yourself first. When you get up in the morning, you do some mirror work. And she doesn't mean putting on lipstick. She means just going in there, you know, and just say, I love you. I love you, Donna. I love you. Look at that beautiful reflection looking back at you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And do that often. Do it until you really feel the words vibrating within, okay? Take a couple hangers out of a closet and make some room for that special someone to share, you know, your surroundings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, do something nice. Whether it's a manicure, a pedicure, getting your hair done, buying maybe a perfume, a special top, whatever it is, do something nice for you, okay? And keep the lines of communication open because I feel like, you know, there's a strong bond here. And it starts with you, though, loving yourself first, okay? And Ginger's saying, you're going to be such a lucky duck, Donna. Enjoy, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very
much. You're welcome, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to the ladies.
Okay.
Wow, Donna, that was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I was so chilled by the reading by Nicola, Lenny, and DC. So amazing. Wow. Okay, so first, when you mentioned, is it Peter? Is his
Peter,
name Peter, the one you haven't met? Okay, so I was so chilled. From head to toe, I was tingly all over when I heard you say his name. So I just wanted to say that, and that's amazing. And then I pulled a card from the food cards from Spirit for you, and it says this. Dearest you, Isn't it amazing how things seem to come around again, full circle, in ways you cannot possibly have planned? You wonder how a dream could die only to be resurrected years later when you're really ready. You thought it was time back then, but your wisdom knows better than your small self, whose desires are unmet. Now, here you are with a new opportunity to do things from a different, more mature perspective. We want you to trust that in this new opportunity for rebirth, you will be called in two directions, and the one that is unfamiliar with the right will be the right one. I'm so chilled. In the unknown spaces, the uncharted places of infinite potential, we are waiting to guide you into your fullest life. Big bounty will come if you remain in the present. You have come full circle, and now you can see that everything changes, is made new, and is given new hope. Loving you always. Wow, I'm so chilled by that card.
Oh, that
is so beautiful. You definitely have an opportunity for rebirth. Stay in the present. Remain in the present, because that's really important. Not so much thinking about the future. I'm trying to learn that myself. So and do the mirror work that DC recommended, because it's so good. I still do it, and I also do the I am. You know, I am abundant. I am love. I am light. I am one with God. So those are really good ones too. So, and always, you know, be grateful for everything you have, you know, because we're so, it's always good to be grateful. And I'll pass it on over to Liz.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
hi,
Donna.
Okay, Donna, this is Liz, and I have three cards for you. The first one I pulled is Earth Magic, and what I'm seeing is that it's a pair of feet standing firmly on the ground. But one of the things I picked up was it's, you know, you connecting and grounding, and I have to fully agree as we go through the other two cards with what DC said. Work on your self-confidence and your self-esteem, right? Like, make sure that you're not doubting yourself or putting yourself down. You know, sometimes we do that. We do negative self-talk, and we don't mean to necessarily, but words are so powerful that they affect us. You know, you think of it as like good food and bad food, right? So, like, negative words are like fast food, right? And positive words are like the salads and the proteins and all the good stuff we're supposed to eat. So when we speak bad words about ourselves or anyone else, we're really poisoning our system and making ourselves sick. So the Earth Magic is asking you to reconnect with grounding with the earth and that kind of stuff, reconnecting with you. And feeling that you're beautiful and telling yourself you're beautiful and you're worth it and you deserve the best, right? And knowing, you know, because you are, and we do. We all deserve what's the best that's out there for us and available. But the magic is the key word on that card, too, because the card is full of stars, beautiful stars floating around. And the second card is Close Encounters, which also has these beautiful magical stars on it as well, and it's two butterflies. So the Close Encounters is the love connection that's coming, and I agree with what Nicola said about it being more someone you don't know. It's, you know, it's almost going to be like strangers in the night kind of thing. Like, it's just going to be like, ooh, where did he come from? I wrote something down here. And the butterflies also, Nicola had told you you're going to go through a transformation, and the butterflies represent transformation. So very powerful, very, you know, confirming messages for, you know, what Nicola and DC said as well. I'm sorry. And then the last card I pulled for you was from my deck, and it says, fill your bucket so full that no matter how many holes people poke in it, it stays full. So sometimes when we go into a relationship, you know, and this is again about, you know,
building that self-confidence through the grounding, through the positive words. Because sometimes when we enter into a relationship, people are going to say things to us that we don't necessarily want to hear or that they don't like about us. And we have to be, you don't want that to totally break you down, right? You want to be in a place where you feel comfortable and confident that, you know, that's okay. It's your opinion and this might not work out, but I'm going to be okay still, right? That's my messages for you. And I hope that helps you. You know, I do see, I also feel that there is something coming, but
yeah.
I think it's going to be better when you're better, right? When you feel more confident about yourself and have good self-esteem and all of those things as well. So,
definitely.
Okay. So call us back and let us know how you make out.
Yeah, thank you, all of you. I loved my reading.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Welcome.
You made my day. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Hey, Mary, could I ask you to grab the switchboard? Because my laptop just went black.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Sorry.
No,
I was worried about that, having to pull out an old piece of equipment.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to pick up the next caller. Area code 917. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hey. This is Crystal.
Hey.
I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Crystal. Welcome
hey.
To Angel Answers.
How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I feel like change is in the air. I want to change everything, where I live, my job, and I'm wondering if you can connect with my guides and give me some advice.
Okay. Let me see if Lenny and Nicola have something.
Yep. We're here. He's already showing the images. Hi there, Crystal. It's
okay.
Good to hear from you.
Hey.
Lenny is sending you some Lenny look. Okay, yeah, what he showed me, oh, wow, he's very positive tonight, Len. Well, he always is, but his message is so far. Yeah, what I'm going to say to you is, I was shown an image first when you were talking, and it was like looking in a window where you see just the glow of a lamp, a beautiful yellow glow of a lamp, but it was in the distance. Now, that's not saying that what you want is in the distance. It's saying that that's where you're headed. You're headed to that kind of feeling that it's peaceful, it's calm, it's settled, you feel content. So you got yes to the things that you want, but how it's going to work, you've got choices. So it will be a case of Lenny saying, sitting down and doing some research, working out what you do want and what you don't want first. Not rushing into things and seeing where this goes. You got the High Priestess of Fire for a message from Len, which is the number 5. Now, I don't normally go into numbers, but Len is drawing me to that. And it's telling me that you're at a halfway point. So that's whatever it is you've been thinking about to manifesting it. It's like saying you're halfway there, if that makes sense. But you just need to be a little bit more understanding with yourself. The way that Len words it is understanding. He's saying you've kind of got to make positive decisions about it. You've got to say, I definitely am going to do this particular thing. You also got the moon message. So I asked Len, there are many meanings to the moon, as there are with any message, but I asked him what particularly that was for you. And it's he's saying that there's still things to come to the surface, not negative things, not things to warn you about, just things that will help you in your decision making. So it might be that you come across some information that makes some sense to you, or a conversation with someone that gives you some inspiration. It sounds very basic, but Len said it's going to be quite important to you, and it will help you a lot. Now, you asked about your guides. You've got many guides, we all do, we've got many. But in the case of me, I have one main guide and a team. I call it the team of people that regularly come through. What I saw with you is something similar when I talk about a team. But there was one person, it was, and I don't know if you'll be able to know who this is, but it's she presents as elderly, so older, of course. She had quite, I won't say hair to her shoulders, not very wavy or curly, but to her shoulders, quite a thin face, if that makes sense. I'm trying to be more specific. I'm asking her to come forward more with her energy. She's from, I'm going to say she's from way back, so I don't know if you will know, the way that she's dressed. Right, she was very, right, okay. Would you like some background on this guide?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, right, okay, yeah. She's surrounded by flowers, and I can smell green of, like, evergreen trees, fir trees, that kind of thing. But she's surrounded by flowers and herbs and plants, all of that nature, and she's holding some out to me, and then she's showing me a little bottle. So this lady, I don't know if you've ever had an interest in homeopathy, because she's showing me what would have been, in that time, homeopathic medicine. She worked very much with the earth. She's very connected, spiritually connected more to, let's just say she would be extremely grounded, because she's working in nature all the time. She's showing me all the herbs. She's offering them to me, and she's using her hands to convey that, what do you want? What combination do you need? So she definitely worked in the homeopathy department, we'll say. So I don't know if that has any connection to you that you can think of, but that's what she wanted you to know. So she says that when she guides with you, it's quite subtle. It's quite subtle, the energy. So she doesn't, it's at the moment, it's not like myself having conversations with Len. When Len comes through and uses voice, she is communicating to me. I won't say it's more telepathically. I'm feeling a voice. But she is one of your main guides, and she says that one of her purposes for guiding for you is to. She says it's a very, I won't say old fashioned way of saying it to you, but it's lovely. She's there to strengthen your emotions. So she comes through to give you personal guidance as well. So strengthening your emotions means, from her, she shines a light on what needs to be focused on and tries to steer you in another direction when you're feeling less than, shall we say, your best, or if you're facing mm-hmm. decisions or anything in life that makes you think. She shows that, I'm seeing the light again. She shows it's like a beautiful gold light, and she tries to get your attention by redirecting your energy. Thank you, Len's stepping in to help us. So that's who she is. That's who she is. And she doesn't just work with herbal kind of essences, or she also works with fragrance. I'm getting the smell of very floral fragrance. So I don't know if you've had any of that around you, where you can, sometimes when she comes through, you might feel fragrance coming from her in the way that angels do that sometimes. So she's kind of like your personal spirit guide, who, I want to say, and angels and spirit guide, I've always felt to be a different energy when they come through to me. But she's kind of, Len's joking, he's coming in and he's saying, just say, she's kind of like your guide and your angel together. She's all in one. She's the whole package, the one-time deal, yeah? But that's who I say at the moment around you is a main guide to you. But you do have a team, and I see them as energies surrounding you, so circling you. Yeah? Did you want to ask Len a question?
Yeah.
Oh, your guide.
The lady, Yeah, the lady that is my main guide. Did I know her during when she was on this earth?
I'm going to say no, because she's shaking her head to me very gently, but it's because, and then she's showing me what she's wearing again. So she's very much further back than that, very much further back than that. When she was creating medicines and things, she showed me, and she's telling me by how I feel a voice, that this was in a time when it wasn't always the done thing for the ladies to do that kind of work. Because in those years, so we're going way back, it was usually the males that were trusted. The word that I'm getting is apothecary. So, but what she's saying is people privately came to her also. She was known, but people, it was kind of like they would go to the where she lived. And she would let them in, and it would all be very private and very kind of secret. It was like that. It's quite exciting, actually, and I'm getting chills from telling you this. But she was very proud of what she did, very, very proud of it. She did help a lot of people, and she said that now that she is guiding, she kind of, oh, thank you, now it makes sense to me. What she did with all the herbal essences and the plants and the medicinal plants, etc., flowers, she does it now through energy work, through emotions. So when she talked about strengthening your emotions, that's what she means. She does it now a different way. From spirit, she does it obviously without the physical flowers and the plants, etc. She does it with her energy, how she guides you. But when you're ready for her to come through and talk to you in the way that Len does with me, it won't be so subtle. It will be much stronger. You'll build up a stronger bond, is what I'm getting. It's quite interesting. I think I could have conversations with her, with you, for a long time, because she's not a very, she doesn't come across as a very forward personality. But she has a lot to say, if that makes sense. But she's certainly helping you at the moment. And she's also saying what Len is saying, which is take time with choices. Most of all, understand yourself. So understanding yourself from her point of view, as well as Len's, is deciding what you do and you don't want and go from there, so that things don't become too confusing or overwhelming when you're trying to make a lot of life choices. Yeah, so still things to be revealed. But the word she's using is a lot of magic can happen for you if you take your time and work things out that way first. Yeah, by saying, I do want this, I don't want that. Make some lists, do some suggestions. And she's there to guide you. Yeah. I really, of course, I like all spirit energy. They're all pure love. But I like her because she's not what we call forthright, but she's quite direct at what she wants to say. She says exactly what she wants to say. So you'll find when you work with her, you'll have a clear communication. Does that make sense to you, what I've told you?
It's amazing what you just told me. I mean, I will keep my heart and my ears open to hear from her because of what
you
just told me.
Because she's lovely. Yeah, she wants to help you. Mm-hmm. She really does. But help you as a guide. So not just help you at this moment in time with decisions, but also as you go further in, further on, you could be channeling yourself. She could take you in that direction, actually, because I always feel that there's one that comes forward that actually starts that journey. For a lot of people that don't start it like I did from birth, for people who go into it later, which is for many reasons, they still have the same ability, still as strong, but they just build it up in a different way. So what she's going to do with you is she's going to try and help you
not try, she will, but the try part is just you've got to kind of be receptive to the signs. So again, I'm going to use the ones that she's saying, like your dreams or something when you first wake up in the morning. It will stay in your mind. It could be some words. It could be the lyrics of a song or something like that. Len often gives lyrics to songs on air in the show. But from her, she's saying, watch for signs. That's going to be good for you. And you could actually, again, I'm going to say, you could be doing mediumship yourself because she really wants to help you do that if you want it. So when you've done your life changes and she's helped guide you with those, then you could say, right, let's work on working together now that we've got some time and some spare energy, as I call it, to go forward together. But it's very promising, very promising. Yeah. Yeah. So I hope that that was okay for you. Lenny is sending you Lenny love. Your guide says she's knocking on your spiritual door a few times already, and then you'll get to know some more guides as you go along. So we're giving you that with a lot of love, and she's handing you the little bouquet that she was giving to me. It's like a little bouquet of herbs. And yeah, it's really pretty, very pretty. I don't know all of the flowers, so I can't tell you, but it is pretty. Okay.
That's lovely.
So I'm going to hand you over to the lovely ladies, and thank you.
Thank
you.
Beautiful. So
Nicole, I have to ask, while you were talking to Crystal,
yeah.
I was getting this guy that is hers has a Celtic origin, Celtic origin, Celtic heritage
Celtic.
Is what I was getting.
She could have. She didn't show me that, but they don't always. Yeah, yeah.
And I saw her holding, like, this little ball, and it had in, like, different little flowers and little pieces of trees and different things like that, okay? And she connects with magic, and I just feel like everything you said was so spot on, and she's waiting to connect with Crystal. Crystal, do you have a connection, like, with the trees? Because I feel like there's a big connection with trees.
Well, I need, you know, I live in New York, but I need to live in an area where there are plants and flowers
yes.
and trees.
I think that's where you know, once you do, you're going to really, your energy is going to be different. It's going to open up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying yes, because you're going to find out when you interact with the trees, you're going to become more intuitive. And you're going to, you know, your gifts are going to just, like, burst open, okay? So I do feel, you know, she's going to help you with your intuition, and you're going to see what you can see with your physical eyes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
So if you can, you know, find somewhere, like a little park or something for now, like that, even if you have to drive to, because I'm getting, it's so powerful for you, and there's so much healing with the trees is what I keep hearing.
Hmm.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, when you were asking about your guides, I myself, I saw it's either a father or a father figure coming forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My father often comes forward.
Okay. He was talking, did he cook or did you cook? Because I'm getting the two of you sitting together and really enjoying something. That was so special to each of you.
Yeah, but neither of us cooked.
Okay, well, you're at a restaurant. He's laughing. He's saying we didn't have to cook, but we enjoyed the meal together.
Right, yes. That's much more accurate.
Okay. So he is with you as well. And he's saying that, you know, as you were little, as a child, I see this little child and sort of feeling like you didn't get the attention that you felt that you wanted, maybe. He's saying she felt like she wasn't getting enough attention at times. And he's just laughing, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, he was a much better parent than my mother was.
Okay. Okay, he's coming in
And there's a gentleman coming in, standing next to him now. The gentleman standing next to him, to your dad, I feel like it wasn't a family member, but a family friend. And he's coming in, and he's just, he's happy to be here with your dad. I'm hearing, soft music playing in the background. And he's bringing in pets. So I don't know what the connection is, if it's for you or for your dad, but I'm seeing pets.
Oh, our dogs and our cats were the most important things in the world to us.
Okay. Okay. And your dad is shaking his head yes to validate that. Have you been hearing things turning around thinking you heard somebody say something? Because I feel like he whispers in your ear.
I talk to him a lot in my mind.
Okay, but I feel like in the physical, when you're, walking around, where you live, I feel like he's just like whispering in your ear. He's trying to talk to you. He connects with you too a lot during your dream state, but I still see him, he's whispering in your ear. So I would just pay attention to that. He was saying to me, as Nicole was connecting with you, that you have a lot of entrepreneurial possibilities that await you. He's saying there's going to be something new. Okay, so I don't know if you've been thinking about doing something by yourself or with a partner, but I'm getting, he's saying something new is going to be coming if you're open to it.
I've been going in that direction.
Okay, and he's saying you're really, really talented, Crystal. And I feel, he's around you and there's so much beautiful energy around you. So he's just asking that you believe in yourself. You've got to really believe in yourself. Okay, and he's saying, you're not supposed to fit in like everyone else, okay? Mm-hmm. So he wants you to choose your beautiful, unique path. And when you do, he's saying this is going to be your path of joy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel like he was the one nudging you, to call in tonight because he's saying it's time for new. It's time for you to go in a new direction. And it's almost like he's saying, come on, take my hand. I want to show you, But he's just showing me doors are starting to open for you, and it's going to be wonderful. I feel like there's going to be like a shift in your finances and it's going to be great, okay? But he's asking in the meantime to just, honor your top priorities, okay? So in other words, get like everything in order, and it's going to be much easier for you, okay? And your dad is saying that you have a lot of the attributes that your grandfather had. That's what he's telling me. Okay. So, with that being said, he's showing me a camera and, taking, pictures. Do you know what the connection would be with the camera and pictures?
I teach media, and I was just counseling a student about cameras. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because he's saying that, this is a way to express your creative side. So there's like a connection with the cameras. Okay?
Okay.
He's saying you have excellent ideas and your plans are amazing, but you hesitate. You don't want to put everything out there. You've got to have like a little bit more faith in yourself. And Crystal, know that it's going to pay off for you, okay?
I hear you loud and clear, DC.
Yeah, he's saying, he's just asking you, you've got to make a decision, he's saying, and trust in you, trust in the universe that you're going to end up where you want to be. And, everything does happen for a reason. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just seeing, he's saying you're really stressed right now and, you've got to get away from all that stress,
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So But he's just, and he's talking to my dog. My dog and he are laughing. I don't know what they're saying. But Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you're going to be rolling in the money, okay? So get going. She's saying, you're going to be rolling in the money, okay? She's saying, this is mm-hmm. your time. Give it a shot, and you're going to see that, you know, you're going to be amazing. It's time for you to, you know, think about your own business work, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm getting, you know, really good vibes from your dad, okay? So, and you know, your dad is saying everyone, you know, will, they don't necessarily, you know, support your wishes, but they don't understand you either, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So always focus on what is best for you, okay?
You got it.
Okay, so that's basically what I have. And Ginger and your dad are off to the corner. They're talking. So I'm going to hand you over to the other ladies. Crystal and I thank you.
Awesome. Thank you
wow.
so much, DC.
That was so beautiful, Crystal. Thank you, ladies. That was so beautiful. Well, Crystal, I was so chilled with everything that both all three said with Nicola, Len, and DC. I got chilled, especially when Nicola mentioned that you're going to start channeling. Like, I got all tingly. So that's definitely coming, and I have a feeling it's because of these cards as well. So I picked, since you asked about your guides, I picked from the Ask Your Guides Oracle deck, two cards that fell out was the Restriction card and the Physical Body Gaia. So the Restriction card, I'm going to explain it, what it looks like. It's someone that has a lock on their head, and then there's these two angels trying to open it up with the key to the lock. And then the physical body, the Gaia card, is like there's fishes, there's stars, there's the moon, there's sunflowers, there's fruits, and there's two people holding hands and looking at Mother Gaia. And now I'm going to read from the book because they want me to read from the book. And so the Restriction Joy Guides card says, your joy guides are tapping at your mind's door, hoping to open it and free you from the corner. Any narrow or presumptuous thinking on your part may be unwittingly backing you into. If you fall into the trap of running on too many assumptions or operating on unexamined preconceived notions, you quickly eliminate all your options, leading you to a damned if I do, damned if I don't cycle of frustration. Your joy guides playfully remind you to step back and notice where your stuck perceptions might be attracting such frustration. Jeez, I'm tongue-tied. They remind you that you're not stuck, but you're thinking you may be. Stop your mental movie and take a commercial break. It's time for a fresh look and a new viewpoint on all things. And while the ladies were talking, I underlined to look for a new viewpoint on all things. The best way to achieve this is to treat yourself to a heavy dose of humor and let it break through to your unbearable dilemma. Okay. Your joy guide's counsel is, as always, the situation may be critical but not serious. Join them in reviewing the situation and laugh your way forward. I think more laughter is the suggestion because they're the joy guides, so they want you to be happy. And the reason why you're going to be happy is because you're going to go out to nature. They want you to go out to nature, and being that you love trees, that's where they want you to go. So the physical body, Mother Gaia card, is saying, Gaia, the divine earth mother, is present, making you aware of your marvelous physical body, her great gift to you. Be grateful for her gift. It's a wondrous temporary home for your spirit. She asks that you give it the respect and attention it deserves and needs. So take care of it with love and attention. Give it adequate rest, a proper diet, and a calm and peaceful environment. Spend time with nature, as the earth is the true mother to your body and will restore it. The better you care for your body, the more it will serve your spirit. Listen to your body, its gut feelings, its flutters, its impulses, as Gaia speaks to you through it. This is Earth Mother cradling you protecting you and guiding you through each day. She advises you not to live in your head alone and ignore your physical self. Without a strong connection to your body, you'll be weak and unable to achieve your goals. Gaia's message is pay attention to your body. And then I picked up some messages, and I felt like when you start feeling tired, try to go out to nature, even a walk. If there's no trees around you, a walk around the neighborhood, because, you know, sometimes we just need to get out the house. And if there is a tree somewhere, just lean on it. If there's grass, sit on the grass. And then thank Mother Gaia for protecting you. It's one of the things I picked up. And stay positive. Yeah. And hope that helps you. And Liz is going to give you a reading now, Crystal.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Crystal.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I love it when I get to come in and just give you another round of what the other lady said. Because I started out, I picked three cards for you, and then as DC was talking, I picked another one. The first card I got was companionship. And as soon as I picked it, I knew it wasn't about a romantic relationship, but Nicola was talking about the guide. And I see in this card, it's two elephants together. And on the bottom, it says, giving someone your complete presence is an astonishing gift. And the one elephant, though, is like lighter, almost like it's not really there, like translucent. So I see that as your guide. And if you put your focus in this direction of connection, you're really going to open up. One of the other things, I made some notes here. So Nicola mentioned the five, and I don't know if you know today, I meant to say this at the beginning of the show even. Today's the 555 day. You know, this is a big day for change. There's a lot going on. So, you know, if that's what if you want to go this direction, you can. I would definitely set yourself some affirmations tonight, you know, write down, you know, I'm ready to do this. I want to make it, whatever it is, write them down because this is the time. And exactly the five is a midway point. They say that we're in the middle of a 10-year span that is, you know, where if you look back at the past 5 years, how far have you come? And where do you want to go in the next five, right? So It's a time to do those kind of reflections. And I got the message that you have a gift within you. So it's important, you know, the spirit world can't step into our world and interfere unless there's imminent danger if we don't ask them and call them in. So, you know, I get up every morning and my routine is I wake up and I say three thank yous because it's important to show gratitude. And then I say, you know, guides, I call them my peeps. I say, peeps, come in today. Give me what I need. Put the people in my way that I need to see, you know, all those things. Whatever you want to call into that day. You know, you got to personalize it and decide what you want. And if you're just, you may want to start with something smaller. Mine's a little bit longer. But the second card I pulled for you was outrageous openness. And I thought this card is just wild because this just is a confirmation of how once you start to do this practice and call them in, you're just going to open up and like, boom, there's a big flower in the middle just blossoming. And there's a little prayer on the bottom. And I would say it's, I'm going to read it to you, but you need to take this and come up with your own words and ideas, right? Because that's how these things work best. But it says, dear love, open me to your will. Release me from my attachments. Surprise and delight me with your plans. You know what's needed, and I am open to receive. So that's just like I said, calling them in the morning, you know, put me in the places I need to be. Connect me with the people that need to hear from me, all those things. So you know, decide what you want and how you want to say that, to call in the events for your day, because they're going to lead you in the right direction. And you also want to call in your openness to go with the flow and not resist. Because sometimes, you know, throughout the day, we have a plan, right? And then we're redirected, and sometimes we get annoyed. But my favorite author, Gabby Bernstein, says obstacles are often detours in the right direction. So I've come to a point where something goes wrong, and I go, okay, well, we're going to do this now. And I follow that, and it's funny how everything is so seamless. I don't get upset about it anymore, not working out, because usually whatever my plan was, wherever I'm being redirected to, was 10 times better than my plan to begin with. So, you know, follow those nudges. Follow that, you know, spirit is going to try to direct you into the place that's best for you, into the situations that are best for you. So be open to them. Be, you know, and it does take a little while because we're not programmed to do that, right? We're programmed to want to have control of our life and control the situation. But we need to be open, and we need to, you know, just kind of drift along. And then the third card I pulled for you was actually from my deck, because as DC was talking and I was drawn to pull another card, this third card is from the same deck, the Divine Abundance, is Deepening. And it has a picture of a black cat on it with some butterflies. And it says, once you're on Earth for enough lifetimes, your old soul will begin to long for non-grasping detachment and surrender. They bring the peace of God. So, you know, a lot of times animals come into our lives, right? And they're special people that, you know, they're, well, I say people, they are people, because I have, you know, my pets are the same way. But also more of the paganish, they usually call them familiars, right? They're people that we just connect, or they're, you know, we connect with our animals, and you have that connection from talking about your father. So it's just crazy that this cat card came as DC was giving you that message. Every one of these cards also has beautiful trees and flowers, butterflies, dragonflies, birds. So as you know, one of the ways to start calling in spirit is to ask for signs, right? Because we want validation. We can't just believe something that we can't see is there, right?
Right.
So a lot of times winged things are angels. You know, that's a sign from spirit. And a lot of times they'll be acting kind of funny, getting your attention. So you're going to be like, why is that bird right there? Like, it's not normal. Right? Or you see a butterfly go by. That's spirit saying, hey, I'm here. Don't forget about me. And just, you know, acknowledge it and say, oh, thank you. Hi, you know, whatever it may be. And that deepens your connection. You know, these are all things that I've worked on since I started. And it just, it's amazing how the more and more you surrender and let go and open and allow yourself to be in this place of, you no longer have a set plan. Like, you're still going to have a plan, and you're going to have things you want to do. But when you release the expectation of how it's supposed to go, and you follow that, you know, the bumps in the road, you'll be amazed at how your idea still may come to fruition, but in a different way than you had planned it to. And it usually becomes 10 times more than what you had originally planned. So it's so important to start following those nudges. And I will tell you, it takes a while to break down to resistance because we just we haven't learned that in our life. And then the last card I pulled for you, this is from my deck. This card is actually, when I pulled it, was very special because this was a channeled message to me. And it was when I was trying to come up with a name for my business. And I picked Life Lighter, and people said, well, what does that mean? And I said, I just want to be the person that, like, lights people's, you know, spiritual path, right? I give them, like, the little spark to take with them. So it says, it only takes one spark to light up the darkness. Be the spark. So you have this light within you. You have the ability to tap into this. And it's you wanting to and asking for it, really, is what it comes down to. And being ready. You know, being ready to go on the adventure, because it is an adventure. All the ladies can tell you that. And but it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's amazing. And it's absolutely beautiful, you know, to be able to come, you know, to be able to come on this show weekly and to give messages to people like you and the other callers we have. It's amazing. You know, it's beautiful, the messages we give and how it makes people feel. So you have that ability too. And you know, maybe it's through your media, you know, maybe you're going to just stumble on something that is that way. But I agree with Mary and the get out in nature. You know, I'm also a New Yorker, but let me tell you about this part. Mm-hmm. We're like a couple hours away in upstate, and we have lots of trees here, lots. Drive, go out of the city.
Yeah.
You know, find a friend to take you, whatever. Get out and do little hikes or whatever it may be to just get out and smell that air, get away from the noise. The quiet,
mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the quiet is so very beautiful. So very beautiful.
Mm.
So.
Well, you've all given me so much to think about and so much to work on that I simply can't thank you enough for this.
Well, Crystal, you know what? Liz kept mentioning my name. And when she said peeps, Joan Rivers came forward. And she wanted to say to you, life is a movie and you're the star. Give it a happy ending. Okay?
Ooh.
Wow.
Cool.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very
cool. Thank you, Joan. I love funny women.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? Like when I was cracking up, I had to put myself on mute because when Liz was talking about surrendering, I mean, I had to surrender because everywhere I went, Joan was coming out of my mouth, and I couldn't run fast enough, you know? So you get really a surrender, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the hardest part, too.
It is. It really is. But we're really excited, Crystal. You have to stay, you know, keep us in the loop. We want to know all the good stuff.
I will.
Absolutely,
and
we
you
do.
Certainly have. You've done so much for me tonight, truly. So I'm going to get working, and I'll let you know what happens.
Oh, that's awesome. We're thrilled.
Lenny love. Sending Lenny love.
And Ginger is saying, just, Crystal, whatever you do, don't do your own stunts in the movie, okay?
Okay, I promise.
Okay.
Good. Okay, ladies.
Take care.
Have a good night, Crystal.
Yeah. Oh, lots of.
Yeah. Oh, boy. She's got a lot of homework to do. And Len didn't even give it to her.
Yeah. Can you imagine? My goodness.
That's
oh,
beautiful
she's
reading.
She's
busy. Maybe she'll be on our show next year.
She could be. She has that energy.
Oh, maybe we'll be on hers.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
yeah.
Yeah. We could be calling in.
Right. Well, she might have
been
in a movie.
I was thinking a movie, yeah. The law of attraction here.
Oh, dear
yep.
Lord, help us.
Well, if we're in a movie, we're all going to wear, we have to wear our running shoes. That's what Ginger's saying, to keep up with Joan.
I better start working out. All right. Are we ready for our next caller, ladies?
Yay.
Yes.
All right. Area code 4, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello, ladies. It's Jess here. I'm calling from Australia, and I love your show. And I just want to give you some updates from last show. Like everyone, you know, I'm not sure you remember the lotus and everything, and everyone reading was so spot on. Like, I did my homework, so I come back. And, yeah, I love some of that. Beautiful insight. I just have a question. DC mentioned a few times about my sleeping, you know, and I thought that I was pretty good with sleeping, and you know, I can sleep very easily, but I'd be waking up around 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I was fine. So I thought, oh, it's good to wake up early so I meditate and all that, but apparently I had an acupuncture session yesterday, and she said that my lungs are not good and that I haven't been sleeping properly. And I said, oh, she also picked up my sleeping patterns. And she said, yeah, something about my lungs. And because the lung meridian is about 3 to 5 a.m., so during that time we're supposed to, you know, have deep sleep, but I didn't. So it's out of balance. And I did, yeah, so I just want to ask if you guys, you know, have any insights on that. Apparently I carry ancestral lineage, like stuff from past life or ancestors on my lungs, and I'm looking for a way of how best to deal with it. Okay, that's all for me. Good. Thank you.
Wow. Well, we're so glad you called back to update us, Jess, and we're sorry that you had some bad health news come, but I'm sure there is a viable solution, and we're going to get it for you this evening, or some tips, at least.
Thank you so much. No pressure.
Okay, is Len
Nicole,
ready? Because I picked out a card.
Yep, sorry. I'm doing it again. I'm really sorry. Hi there.
It's okay.
I'm here with Lenny. He's talking away to me. He's giving me two things to help you. But the first one, it's going to sound quite obvious, but it's the first thing he gave me when you were talking. Practice your breathing. Sometimes he's saying, and this happens to a lot of people apparently, sometimes when you're doing your breathing, when you're talking, you're not breathing properly in between. Be aware more of your breathing.
Oh, my God.
Sorry,
I'm going to interrupt because the acupuncturist said the same thing. She said,
"Yeah,
you
thank you, Len.
You
have my learning.
Air.
You don't, but it's not a criticism of you. It happens to some people sometimes. For example, some people, you can be sat in a room with people and they're sighing. They do that thing where they sigh and you think, oh, they must be bored. Sometimes it's not that, it's that they don't breathe properly. So subconsciously, they take a deep breath so every so often, I'll say the way Len's saying it, to compensate for that. But
wow.
The other thing, the timing.
I've been having these sighs, like a big breath, and I'm thinking, why do I sigh like this? And, oh, my God, it's Maxine. Yes, breath work.
Yeah, it's breath work. It's just a habit that's become a part of you, but it's not dangerous. Obviously, if you're concerned with your health, you would visit a health professional. I know that. But from the spiritual aspect, Lenny's saying, it's just that you just need to kind of be more aware of yourself. When it comes to your breathing. And the other one was the timings that you wake up. And I'm sure that your acupuncturist, what she's told you, will be spot on accurate. She's the professional with that. But Lenny's saying it's also a time when your own guides try to connect with you. And sometimes when they're giving it, they do it with me. There's certain times where I wake up and I know it's information I'm being given. I call it downloads because it can be music. Sometimes it's a sentence or I hear words. But it's nothing to be worried about. It just means that you, and in the energy around the world at the moment, I can tell you this, quite a lot of people are saying that they're waking up at different times or they're getting tension headaches, and we're moving into an overused word that I do not like, but I'm going to use, the ascension. We're moving into a sort of ascending. It's a good earthly way of explaining it, Len says. So as things are, literally they're telling me that Gaia, Mother Earth, is going to start to blossom even more. There's a chance for her to, I say female, I always do that, for things to ascend more, for you start to see things over the years becoming more beautiful and green and even more green outside, and just the energy is changing. And as a result of that, that also can make you feel unsettled at night. But again, the breathing Len's giving me for you, I got messages to back these up for you, so I will tell you what he gave you. He gave you strategy. Well, I feel that's the breathing one. You also got appreciation, and he's saying, can you do some sort of, well, here we go. We started with the homework. Your homework this week, for now, that you've called, is appreciate yourself more. So, because what Len tells me is sometimes you internalize and you start to give yourself criticism, he calls it. But he's asking you not to do it. He says you're a wonderful, wonderful person. And you always are very, very thoughtful. He says you're very thoughtful to the point that you overthink. And that also can put you out of alignment breathing as well. Just a little bit. But you've actually got a card of love. The actual card is called Daughter Romance. Now, I don't know if that means anything to you, but when I look at it, it feels like you feel a little bit closed up emotionally at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I'm meeting this guy and... And it's felt like I knew him forever. I got really comfortable, like, but you know, we're just friends. But we're soulmate. But I don't think anything gonna happen.
Well,
I'm gonna move
okay,
into
the
space,
soulmate.
But...
Yeah. Sorry. Here he is. He's jumping in, and I do it too, and I apologize. The soulmate. Your soulmate can be your best friend. It can be a pet. It can be a relative.
Yes.
The soulmate term has been used so many times to denote the relationship, but it actually doesn't mean that. So so don't worry that you've been told a soulmate and think, because actually it's not wrong and it's not right. If you have a really good friendship with someone that, and it feels the chemistry is a really good friendship, that also is soulmate. What I'm getting here, though, I can see why I'm drawn to this. There's a heart and it's locked in a birdcage. It's a beautiful image, actually, but I'm drawn to the fact that the lock in the centre of the heart. So it's telling me that you've got some reservations about, you know, in yourself about how you feel. It goes along with, the rest of the messages are telling me that you can be open to someone new, actually. I'm not seeing them coming in right now, but more of the connection that you're looking for, because you will be celebrating. You will be celebrating. And I feel that you've got someone around you or coming in who's quite a spiritual healer. And I think that type of person would interest you a lot, am I right?
I'm interested in people that are awake now.
I just feel this is, the message was healer of the ages. But when I look, I want to say it's very empathic. I get the feeling of the sensitive side, and I like that. Sensitivity, empathic, which can be one and the same, but... Lenny's saying be open to new possibilities. And he says when you do, the things that you've called in about, you'll look back and think, oh, wow, you know, that really wasn't so worrying, or, you know, just be open to new possibilities coming in, because that's what I'm seeing. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to ask Len anything?
Yeah. Oh, well, that heart lock in the cage is true, because I've been carrying this heartbreak from my mom since little. I didn't know that, and I blocked my heart because it's too painful to open yourself up to love, and so being afraid of being hurt.
That's true, but
yeah,
I can give
well,
you
I...
yeah that's true, but there's Len's perspective on this is also, and the one that I sometimes give in therapy, depending on the client, is which one is more painful, the one where you're in this stuck energy where things are not moving forward and you're too afraid to make the leap? Or do you take a chance? And if it doesn't work out and it wasn't meant to be, which one do you decide? I think that it's like saying whatever happens, the right decision will be made in the end. Because if you're with someone and it doesn't work out, but in the case of when it's a relative, or I can understand that's a different kind of pain, but once you get over that, I call it like imagining a little bridge over water, over a little stream. Once you get over that, once you say, right, I'm going to do it now, 1, 2, 3, go, and you get over that bridge, often the thing that you feared the most is the one that got you right where you need to be. So it's like saying, do you know what he means by that when he's saying it?
I feel that I'm working on it, and I realize that, I decide to, to feel the pain so that I can feel love. Otherwise, I can't feel love if I deny the fact that there's pain as well. So
And he's saying we don't go through life without some amount of that at some point. We feel all the emotions, don't we? But for you, he's saying his famous words, let go and let God. Because when you do, when you let go and allow things to come in, it's like he shows me a wheel of fortune, and it's the wheel turns quickly. So you get to the stage that you want to be, and you pass all the things that you're holding back from. So you actually get to where you want to go much faster when you let go and allow things to come in. Yeah. Try not to put, he calls it like putting things in boxes. Don't put things in boxes marked in your mind, deal with later. Healing, he said, is much faster when we face what we're trying to heal from, when we don't try to lock it away. So open the boxes. So he's asking you to imagine homework again. Imagine opening up the boxes that are marked with the different worries you've got and concerns. Opening them up, seeing the words, and then letting them go into the universe.
Okay.
And send some love bubbles along after them. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So he's actually giving you a white rose. You're having a white rose tonight. And he's saying, in return for his Lenny loves, the only thing he requires is that you love yourself. And when you do that, things will start to get easier. Yeah, that's all he wants from you. Love yourself. And I'm going to give you over to the amazing ladies to see what they've got.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Lenny. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yes. That was an amazing, amazing reading, Nicola. And
thank you from Lenny.
You said a lot of the things I was going to say, so I'm just going to give the other stuff that I had. What I'm getting, Jess, is you've got to realize that you've learned from your past struggles, okay? And your heart has a lot to tell you. Don't be afraid to follow your heart, okay? And, you're afraid, but you've got to reject the fear that you have and just be strong and be that beautiful woman that you are, because this is a time for you to follow your dreams. This is a time for you to listen to your heart, hon. I'm getting you're going to have a relationship with a man that wants to stick around, and he wants to work hard to make the relationship stable and happy. He's going to be loyal in the good times. He's going to be loyal in the tough times. Okay? He's even willing to go to therapy if it were something that you felt like you needed, okay? And he wants to be able to have a beautiful line of communication between the two of you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, this person is going to be very loyal to you, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to be able to let go of the fear, okay? We've got to, you know, let go of the fear that you're holding on to, hon.
Yeah, I do have a knowing that this guy, whoever it is, coming. But I'm not sure this guy at the moment, like, I feel like, should I, you know, open my heart?
Well, right now, you know what, you've got a little bit of work to do on yourself, correct?
Correct.
So just take things slow, okay?
Okay.
Just keep it light for a while, take things slow, and then you'll know. And is there a chance for him to be, you know, in this beautiful relationship with you? I have a yes. I'm getting a yes, okay? When you first came on, you were talking about, you know, the breathing issues. I was getting that you should take a breathing class. And,
yeah,
you know, with your breath.
That question.
Yeah, I feel like that would be very, very, you know, beneficial for you. The breath work will help you to really have good health, and it'll help you, you know, to feel better about everything. So I'm getting, you know, I don't have a name of a class or anything, but I'm getting, you know, like a breath work class. And you're going to shift those emotions, okay?
Cool. So you will see me go to the breath work class, okay.
That's going to help you to, like, let go of the emotions, and it's going to help you to feel physically better, okay? I just feel like that would be something that would be beneficial for you. So I would definitely, you know, go with that. And, you know, this is a time that's a little crazy. It's a highly emotional time for a lot of people. So this is a time to just, I would have like a very light relationship and, you know, work on yourself a little bit, okay?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
You know, and then, you know, when you're feeling really good about yourself, you're going to see that things really do fall into place. Okay,
yeah.
So, you know, just love yourself first. And always know that, you know, you don't need someone to complete you, Jess, okay?
No, I'm not ready for a new relationship now.
Not at the moment, but you
one.
Can start with a great friendship. You know what? A relationship that starts with a friendship has, you know, it has great possibilities, okay?
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just get to know the have some fun, you know, and you don't want to have something that gets, like, so intense right off the bat, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's work to be done, there's communication, but you've got to stay positive and improve yourself.
Okay.
And, you know, exhibit the qualities that you want in that person, okay? And I'm just getting, like, one step at a time, okay? Okay, and I'm also getting, I'm hearing from the past. So I don't know if it's a past life connection.
This guy, this man?
I'm getting there could be someone, you know, coming from the past, and it could even be a past life, okay? So that was coming up, too, so just fall down to that, okay?
Yeah, because I was saying how when I first met him, I just knew that I knew him before. Like, I felt like we had past life together before.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I would like to please look into a breath, you know, and that'll help you to breathe better, and it'll help you to feel better, okay? And I just feel like that's going to make you be able to sleep well, and it's a great start, okay? And I'm getting, you know, get ready to have this amazing relationship. It is coming, Jess, okay? And in the meantime, connect with your emotions and listen, because they're going to tell you everything that you need to know.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So the only thing that I'm getting, I don't know what this gentleman looks like, but I'm seeing a very, very handsome man with dark hair, and I feel like a really strong personality. this person that I'm seeing would not be the right person, that they have a side of themselves that they don't show you. So if this person comes into play with the dark hair and, like, the dynamic personality, very charming, handsome, this person is
someone
I would be...
That's someone I would fall for.
Okay, it's someone that what? What did you say, Jess?
I
couldn't hear you.
That's someone I would fall for, so...
Okay, well, you know what? This person, like I said, is very dynamic and, like, such a charming person, but you're only seeing half of his personality, okay? You're not seeing the dark side of this person,
what
so be careful. So that's what the angels are giving me, but Ginger's saying just breathe and take a breath, class. You are going to be lucky in love, okay?
Oh, thank you, DC. Thanks for the warning. Oh, my God. I would fall for him for sure.
Well, you know what? There might be someone that has dark. I do see a dark-haired gentleman. I see you embracing this beautiful, you know, this man, and you're in this loving embrace. So I'm just getting that this first person that I saw, just, you know, like when you look at him and when you talk to him, whatever, feel what you feel in your stomach, and you're going to know. That's where your intuition is, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, sure.
I want to turn you over to the ladies, Jess. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thanks, DC. Oh, love you.
Hi, Jess. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I love your
card reading. Sorry.
Okay, I know, and I have some exceptional cards for you today. So, but I just had to say, as soon as you mentioned your sleeping problems, the first thing that I heard was tell her spirit is coming in to try and communicate with her. I'm like, okay. And then Nicola said it. So I was like, okay. So it's your guide trying to connect with you. And I get woken up all the time now, especially after the full moon. It's like I haven't been sleeping at all. So, you know, it's just a lot of downloads, the guides coming in and, you know, helping us. And that's the only time for them to come in, because it's when we're quiet, you know, because during the day, I mean, I don't have any quiet time. So I have three cards for you. One of them is from the Postcards from Spirit, and then I was guided to pick from the the Angel Prayers card for you. And I'll read from the Postcards from Spirit first. It says, "Dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days, giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service to the highest good, can leave you feeling depleted like an empty well. If it feels as if there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go take a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself some flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself. By tending to yourself now, you are reminded to do so more often. And be sure to use a word that might have caused you anxiety in the past, but it's essential for your well-being now. Say no. Say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't. You do not have to explain. Just say no gently but firmly, then go for a soak. Life will wait for you to bring yourself back to center, replenished and ready for more adventure. We love you so very much." And then... that was a beautiful message. It's time for you to take time for yourself, and self-care is very important. You know, like the Epsom salt baths. I mean, I love those. You know, it's grounding.
Yeah,
so if
me
you
too.
Can go out to ground, you know, it's been raining here in the East Coast, so it's like it's nothing but rain. Instead of having April showers, May flowers, we're having May showers, June flowers. So the other cards is connect with music, and it says, "Thank you, angels, for inspire me through music." And then the other one is the Divine Mother unconditional love card came through. It says, "Thank you, Divine Mother, for helping me to give and receive the love I deserve." And then I'm being asked to read from the Unconditional Love, the Divine Mother card for you from the book. And it says, you are blessed to receive the guidance and support of the Divine Mother at this time. Her nurturing and loving spirit fills your energy like a cup so that you can feel whole again. Together with her angels, she knows that at times you can feel unloved and find it difficult to share your love with others. She is here to help you see that it is just as blessed to give as to receive. You have given so much of yourself in life and love. Now it's time to receive. Oof, I'm chilled. Expanded interpretation of this card is you are never too old to be mothered. And the Divine Mother sends her blessings to you at this time so that you can feel wrapped and secure in her love. You're being encouraged to love yourself and to see that you are deserving of love so that the Divine Mother can work with your angels to bring healing and miracles into your life. You are a being of unconditional love. It's natural to love and be loved because it's who you are. So I have to tell you, Jess, there are times that, you know, I feel like I need help in nurturing and, you know, and I call in the Mother Mary and I feel her love. Like, she wraps me and loves me. And you know, I feel like you need to call her as well, as, you know, if you feel that you need that, because it's just amazing. So I just wanted to tell you that. And then the Divine Mother is the divine mothering energy that runs through every belief system in the world. In India, she is seen as Shakti and Parvati in the East. She is Kuan Yin in many other places. She is Mother Mary, is also seen as Mother Mary. Whatever you call this energy, she exists within us all. In this case, the Divine Mother is Mary, the Queen of the Angels. Whatever faith or name you give her, she will be there for you in your time of need. Oh, my gosh, that's so beautiful. I'm so chilled from head to toe, Jess.
Wow. I know, and you just share about Mother Mary, and look at this.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Oh, thank
I mean,
you.
Just whenever you need to call on her, call on her, or, you know, and anyone that you might, you know, the form, the mothering energy that runs through, you know, it's different belief systems. So, you know, that's just amazing.
I love Mother Mary.
I hope that helps. And also, I made a note for you that meditation is also a form of breath work. You know, when we meditate, we breathe. You know, we hold our breath and then we deep breathe and deep breathe out. So, you know, we hold our breath for 3 seconds, sometimes 6, and then we let it out slowly in 6 seconds. So, you know, like, I've been practicing that as well. So that's really good for you as well. But, you know, take DC's advice and look up a class of breath work. And I'm going to send you over to Liz. I hope that helps.
Thanks
that
so much, Mary.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Beautiful, as always.
Okay, Jeff. It's Liz, and I have, I'm just going to touch on, because the first thing I wrote down was, when you wake up between 2 and 3, they call it the angel hour. and that is when, like everyone else said, you know, when your spirit guides are coming through, because our brain has our conscious brain has fully shut down by that point, right? So our subconscious can really come through, and we let go of all the resistance, right, from pushing that stuff down. So when I was shuffling for you, I had two cards come out together, and this was related to the problem with your lungs. And it says, a burst of magic is the first card, and the second one is, it is what it is. So what I got from that was that as quickly as this came, it's going to go away. And it is what it is. Yeah. Is don't fixate on it and like worry yourself to death that you have a serious problem. Okay. Because I agree. It's not, it is serious. We need our lungs and all that stuff, but I feel very much like you can correct it. And I agree with the deep breathing. You know, one of the things, when I do meditation groups, we talk about the breath, right? And I was going to suggest to you start with what I always start them with is, you know, breathing in for 5 seconds through your nose, making sure you're filling up, you know, your chest and your diaphragm really full, and you hold it for 2 seconds and then release out of your mouth very slowly for 5 seconds. And then you work your way up. If you can't do 5 seconds with whatever is going on, don't push, you know, do what you can do. But you'll feel over time, and I have physically felt this myself, how your lungs, you're able to hold more and more. And when you start to do this, you'll start to incorporate it into your regular day. A lot of us, we start to, you know, as people with all this, you know, a lot of times our jobs call for us to sit all day, lean over a computer typing. So we're like constantly, you know, caving in our chest and like, you know, going down, down, down and making our lungs small, right? Instead of sitting upright with our chest open, that's just not our normal stature. So as we do this breathing work, we start to reclaim that stature. We start to sit up straighter. We start to have a more open chest. And the thing with the open chest is also your heart chakra, right? When we get to that place where we're like crunching down and our lungs are tightening, our heart chakra is kind of closing off too. So that will also help you with your little bit of remaining heart things going on.
Well, I do have rounded shoulder, and I feel like, constantly doing yoga pose to open my chest and my lung. But yeah, you're right. I do have everything.
So, you know, a lot of times when I do the breath work, I prefer to lay down because then my spine is straight, right? My shoulders have no choice but to be open because where else are they going to go? And it helps me to be able to expand the lungs more, I feel. So, you know, that's some stuff you can do at home. But I also want to say, you know, as a Reiki healer, I feel, you know, we all are healers and we have the ability to heal ourselves. So I think as you do this breath work, say to yourself, I love you. I'm healthy. I have no breathing problems, right? And keep doing that because that's just going to make it go away. We really manifest our own illness in our body, right, by these little things that happen throughout life, and we can clear those blockages by sending love, by sending healing, you know, telling ourselves we're healthy, we're loved, we're, you know, all those things, and not to say don't consult with your professionals as well, because you definitely want to make sure that you are still on the right path, but this is definitely going to help you, you know, when we fix what we think about, we manifest, right? So if you're thinking you're ill and that's the thought you have in your head, that's what's going to happen. If you're saying, I can correct it, right? I love myself. I'm able to have an open heart and an open chest, you know, and my breathing is going to improve, you know, and you will, you know, and I feel that you do have a strong enough personality that you will work on this and you will do these things. So that's why I'm telling you.
I do.
And then so that was your first card, really. It was two together, but the second card was the Oracle's Gift. And it's a teacup on here and with a little pyramid in the tea. And I immediately thought of my, I learned how to read tea leaves at one time. And so I immediately knew that the signs are going to come to you that of the things you're asking about, not just your health issue, you know, that is when you, you know, spend the time in that breath work, you're going to feel your body, right? You're going to know where you feel uncomfortable, all of those things. You'll notice sooner for yourself when something isn't right with you because you're in that meditative state with your eyes closed and just connecting with your breath. You feel all the parts of your body, and you'll be like, oh, hey, what's that? What's that in my leg? You know, what's that in my, what am I feeling over here on my left side and those things? And I feel, you know, too, you would have, if you had tapped in and tuned in, you would have known you had this issue in your lungs as well. So it's just a good practice to body scan yourself, because we know ourselves, right? We know our bodies. We know when something doesn't feel good. And, you know, with acupuncture, the meridians, they correlate a lot of times with emotional stuff. I'm sure you've read about this. You know, because with Reiki, we do the same thing, right? This energy causes blocks. So you can tap in and go, what's on my left side? What does that have to do with? And you can kind of dissect it yourself and find out, okay, you know, what are my emotional things that cause this? And it's a little bit of self-healing, but, you know, it's important, especially right now when we're in this time of, like, we're really slowing down, right, as a world. I know we're starting to open back up, but I feel a lot of people are still enjoying the pause. Like, for me, I've enjoyed this whole pandemic time because I feel like I'm not rushing around for everything. I'm able to take a breath and go, so continue to enjoy it. Continue to be in that space. And I think that has to do with, it ties in with the relationship aspect of it, as just like DC said, take it slow, you know, because you're also... You know, you could be easily duped by this gentleman, right, that's going to come in and be so suave. But if you're tapping into yourself and you're doing that, you know, looking at your oracle, you're going to see the signs that it's not good, right? You're going to connect with yourself and fully know this doesn't feel right, or it does. So, you know, let your body guide you, because your body is an instrument in that way. Just want to read my notes to make sure I told you everything. And I was going to tell you, look for some heart and throat chakra healing music. You can usually find them on, you know, if you have a meditation app, you can search them individually and together. But you can also find them on YouTube and stuff as well. And probably with the breath work as well. If you're not able to find a class right away, you can probably find something on YouTube where they will guide you through that as well. But I think, you know, what you have going on, I think, is really a more of an emotional traumatic illness, you know, that you can correct with your own work and your own healing. So I think it's going to go away quickly. Of course, I'm not telling you to not see your professionals, because I'm not a doctor, but... check in with them, and I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And, you know, I know you're smart and you're very in tune with this. So,
and Liz,
you know what I mean.
As you were, to Jess, I was getting. What about the book, The Emotion Code? It helps you to release your trapped emotions for abundant health, love, and happiness. I mean, that would be something to refer to in. You know, give that a shot. Read it. It's by Dr. Bradley Nelson.
Okay. I'll have to look.
What I was feeling is that, you know, when things happen, you have like an automatic response, and you're not thinking things through, okay? And that's why I was feeling like the classes, they're like breath and sound classes. And, you know, it's the breath and the sound at the same time, and it's going to help you to really have the help that you're looking for, okay? But Spirit is saying, you know what? You know, you keep doing the same things over and over and expect to have a different result. So this is, you know, a time for you to just, what the issue is, to just try these, you know, things that we, you know, suggest to just, and I too, you know, I strongly agree with Liz. I feel like you're going to feel better.
Oh, yes, I have that. Yeah, trust in me as well. I have the faith.
So that was wonderful to hear from you all. Oh, thank you.
I'll just tell you, Jess, when I do my singing bowl meditation, when I play the heart bowl, everyone in my room audibly gasps, because it's almost like they crack open. They're like, you can hear them all. Because it's just so intense and powerful. Yeah. So, you know, find that sound on your on the YouTube, because you can, you know, with headphones, you can really get the same, you know, you can pick up the vibration and the sound frequency, and it's so, so beautiful, really.
Okay. The hat and the belt, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and one last thing I want to say Nicola was saying about how we all have these symptoms because we're going through this ascension period, and I did have this dizziness like a month ago, and I think it still come back every now and then, and I got like, you know, panic because I'm like, oh God, maybe I'm low in iron or maybe diabetic or something, and I went and had my blood test and also because I'm vegetarian, people say, oh, you need to eat, you know, meat and all that. So I did for a few weeks. I'm like, but I still have the symptoms. Anyway, the result came out that everything's normal. So I'm like, oh, I'm just panicking for no reason. But I, yeah, still hope that this is a symptom of the ascension and nothing else that I should worry.
Well, there's a million signs, symptoms of ascension, and I would tell you, if you work on the meditation and the breath work, you'll be much calmer in those situations, because you'll be more in tune with yourself, and you'll receive the messages through meditation, you know, through that quiet time. You'll receive the messages that will resolve the anxiety here. You'll be like, I don't panic. I know I'm okay, right? But, you know, drink lots of water when you do these things. And, I always, you know, when we go through periods of not eating red meat here, I always bulk up on the spinach for the iron, you know. I hide it in all our food.
Yeah. Yeah, spinach. I've been putting them in my smoothie, so that's good.
So, well, call us back, Jess, and let us know how you make out, because we'll be very interested to hear. And we wish you the best. We hope everything goes well. We wish you good health, of course. And we hope to talk to you soon. All right.
It was a wonderful reading, and I love every message. Everyone kissed me, and I feel so supported and cared for and held by you all, ladies. It's amazing, and thank you.
Ginger sent you a message, but I couldn't say it on air, so I sent her via a message.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Ginger, you have some secrets. Tell me. All right.
Thank you. Well, she did. Thank you.
Lenny Long.
Take care, Jess.
Have a good day, Jess.
Love.
Oh, I'm not sure if I got her on hold or not. I'm like frozen.
Did you hear you reading Ginger's message?
Yes. Do you want me to pick up the next caller? Are you frozen?
Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm having the worst computer problems tonight. It just froze up.
The energy. I think it's just the energy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's laughing.
Okay,
yeah, that's good.
I bring all
okay,
my...
Okay, are
you
ladies ready?
Absolutely.
Ready here.
Okay. Area code 856. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Rosemaria. How are you?
Hi, Rosemaria. Do you have a question for us?
Sure. I've been like a little confusion and all that stuff. I've been getting messages like the intuitive, so I'm not sure which way it's going. So I don't know, like a red bird, now I forgot the word. Red robin?
Cardinal?
Red robin?
Or cardinal, whatever that's called.
Oh, the cardinal. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Someone in
spirit. And And I'm in love, so I don't know what it's supposed to mean. I guess it's relationships, so I'm not sure if it's the person I'm thinking of,
okay,
or
we'll
I'm not
see
sure.
What comes through. We'll see what comes through. Let's see if Lenny has something for you, Rosemaria.
He's here. Lenny's here for you. Hello, Rosemaria.
Hi.
Blessing. Hi. He says you have a lovely name. He's singing your name to you. Okay, yeah. When you were talking about a relationship, I got the thinking man. So I'm seeing and I'm feeling someone who is... obvious word thinking, so I'm going to say thoughtful, but his approach to relationships can be not misleading in the wrong way, but misleading and confusing, because he takes his time with everything. But when I say takes his time, he's quite indecisive, this guy, but he's a good guy. Len says he wants to stress he's a good guy. So but you have someone, you are connected with someone, we're all connected with someone from spirit, but someone in particular, you got caring connections, and this is someone, I want to say, oh, I'm chilled, a female energy that I've got, who sees you as, she actually sees you as a lot stronger than you think you are, and the message you got was angel of strength. So this person, your energy to them is, you're not aware. She's saying that you're not as aware of your inner strength as you could be. She's praising you. She's saying, you know, you're a really strong woman. But you're indecisive about something. You've got indecision. Okay? Now, one of the things that I saw first when I saw images before this female energy came through was lavender growing. So it's a feeling of wanting to... Lenny is coming and he's connecting it to saying you need to surround yourself with calming things and calming people, because that's how when you need to process things, to think things through, situations or people you want to come into your life or things, it's always better when you're in the most relaxed situation possible, the most relaxed feeling. Yeah, so he's showing me the lavender and he's saying if you can even just burn a little aromatherapy candle or just have some your favourite room fragrance or something, anything that brings, he's saying that brings something that brings you good memories. So I don't know if you have a favourite fragrance that does that, but that's what he's saying. He's jumping around on different subjects with you, but he is saying there's someone for you who... to the point of overthinking, but a good guy. He is a good guy. He's a worrier. That's what Lenny's calling him. He worries. But be more decisive. He's asking you to be more decisive because it manifests for you faster when you do that. But did you want to ask a question and see if I can get more information from the lady in spirit?
Is it the one I'm thinking of that... overseas, or
I want to say she has lighter hair, but it's got a slight, if I'm right, because this is what I'm seeing when she comes forward, her hair it's lighter, but it's got a tiny bit of red running through it, or it did when she was kind of she's presenting herself as kind of middle-aged, if that helps.
The lady that in spirit, I think so, if I remember correctly from a picture.
Yeah, she always kept her hair very neat. I'm going to say very neat. In other words, it was a what Len's come in and he's saying precise style. It's a precise style. She's lovely. I want to say she was a lovely personality. If you had a few people in a room and they were sat talking together, she would hold back to let other people speak. She wouldn't push herself forward too much. She would always do, I call it the gracious thing of holding back a lot. So she's not timid. She's just what we call, and Len says, very mild-mannered. So she's got a lovely understanding personality in the way that she, when she was on the earth plane, she would always listen to everyone's answers first. So it's like saying she held back, but she observed. So she's quite the thinker, this lady. But whatever you've got coming up, I'm going to say in about 8 months' time, it's giving me a time frame, you've got the victory message. So something that you're trying to either overcome or you really want is within your reach. But this lady, she's giving me, she's smiling when I say that. She gives me a really, a big smile. And she's pointing to the angel of strength again. She's saying, remember, you're stronger than you think you are, and to hold on to that. And be very decisive about this relationship, you know, of what you do. Again, we're going back to the what you do want and what you don't want, because it's going to manifest for you quite quickly when you do that. But it is actually quite lovely messages that they're giving you. And she's supporting you. She's around you. She's showing me, like, it's like giving you a hug, but she's wrapping you in this sort of bubble of, I want to say bubble of care and protection, just everything that you need right now. Everything you need spiritually and guidance. She's doing that. But she's ever so lovely. She really is. So that's what Lennon is giving you, his Lenny loves. He's just reminding me. He says, Lenny loves is sending you a bouquet of flowers. Now, I don't know why, but this lady, she's giving you, it looks like a handkerchief, and it's got embroidery in the corner. So someone's embroidered it, and it looks like it's a little flower or something. I don't know if that means anything to you at the moment.
A long time ago when I was a kid.
Yeah, it is a long time ago. She's smiling away, but she's giving you that and saying she wants you to spiritually have that from her. That's her gift to you, her connection. And just drawing her energy when you need some guidance, she said. Just talk to her. Just, you know, tell her how you're feeling, because your thoughts are instantly taken to her. She is literally, as we say, just a thought away. Yeah? So homework from Len for you for this week. Work on your, you know, your inner strength. Work on manifesting things by being decisive. He's asking you to be decisive. He said, I'm giving you it with a lot of love, a lot of Lenny loves. And I'm now going to hand you over to the amazing ladies to see what they've got for you as well.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Rosemaria. It's DC, hun.
Hi.
I was listening to Nicola, and I agree with everything she's saying. And then I was seeing, you know, two different men coming into the picture. One of them had dark hair, and one of them had light hair.
Okay.
So I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, the brother has light hair, and he had light hair but into dark, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I'm just saying confusion. Okay, and I'm getting one of them, you've got to watch one of them, because one of them is not who they're portraying themselves to be. Okay.
The third one, yeah.
Okay. But I am getting, you know, just as Nicola said, you know, you've got to believe in love, because you have the ability to have a beautiful relationship, hon. Okay? And,
okay.
You know, you've got to let go because you're holding on to so much. And I feel like it's putting up a barrier for love as well. Okay? When you let go, you let God, and allow yourself to have, you know, the beautiful love that you truly deserve. And you have to make sure that you're working on yourself, loving yourself first, doing your mirror work, you know, and, you know, just realizing that no one's going to complete you, Rosemaria, okay? And I'm feeling, too, that you, like, you you've been holding back. You know, you're not, like, putting yourself out there. You've been holding back. But then I'm getting, you know, she said about 8 months, I believe. Then I saw you breaking free. And then you are open to love. You're more able to take the chance on love. You're being vulnerable. And it's like something magical happens, and you find yourself receiving more love than you could have ever imagined, okay?
Okay.
So I would say work on you right now and make sure that you're ready for love. Take steps to, you know, to make that love happen. Follow your instincts, okay? And you're going to see that you're going to be able to trust your gut, and you're going to know when, you know, the person is truthful, the person is good, okay? So don't jump into things. And like I'm getting, you know, just I'm getting not right now, but after you work on yourself a little bit, things are going to be amazing because you're creating the time, the space, and the energy to have that love come into your life, okay? And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. And thanks for calling in. All right, honey.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Rose Maria. It's Mary.
Hi, how are you?
So the first thing, the first thing I got was self-love and self-care and mirror work. So, you know, look in the mirror and say, I love you every day. And the I am affirmations, I'm sure you know them, right? Because I think we've told you before, like, I am love, I am life, I am abundant, I am one with God. You know, those affirmations are just amazing, you know, and feel great. And I am grateful and I am blessed. Or other ones as well. And then I picked two cards for you. From the postcard from Spirit, and then the other I picked from the Oracle of the Seven Energies for you. So the first one I'm going to read is from the postcard from Spirit, and it says, Dear you, there is only one you, and you have a unique place in the universe. Sometimes situations come up that challenge you to be authentic, and that means you have to fully yourself and let go of being what you think others may want. Now is not the time to conform to other people's standards or expectations. Be proud of who you are and be courageous. Stand tall in your convictions. Being yourself is a powerful statement and will only lead you to success and ultimately happiness. Don't compare yourself to other people. Want what you have. Choose what your heart wants. Know that your purpose is yours alone. No one else can claim your magic nor take it away. When you place authenticity and originality high on your list of priorities and give them a prominent place in your awareness, extraordinary things happen. Your life is a beautiful one. Love you always and forever. And then the Oracles of the Seven Energies card that came through was the Healing of the Heart. How appropriate, because we're speaking of love. So I'm being asked to read from the book for this one. When you are wounded emotionally, you need time to regroup and find your center. You may have recently endured a breakup or betrayal, lost someone close to you, or lost an affiliation that you gave too much power to. Perhaps you're watching someone go through a difficult time and feel bad that you can't help them. Maybe you're still not over a past disagreement. No matter what the cause of this heartache, deep healing is called for. This happens on its own timetable and can never be rushed. The path to healing the heart centers on reciprocity, the flow of giving and receiving. Sometimes wounding occurs because we've become too dependent on another, and this is accompanied by the desire to manipulate or control an outcome. Both wounding and healing usually begin within, not from the outer conditions of our lives. We often believe we can be wounded only by others, but we do more damage to ourselves in the self-sabotaging way we think and behave. It is important to take steps to heal yourself now and become willing to release the pain of the past, which can be tempting to revisit. It's time to take responsibility for your part in the healing journey. Look for ways you can help yourself and others. Are you willing to make amends if needed, or
conversely accept someone where they are without trying to influence their growth process. Healing the heart in all aspects is your priority now. Nothing else should matter. Only beauty and goodness will come as the result of this. So healing your heart, and one way to heal your heart is also self-care and mirror work and being grateful for the things that we do have, you know, including our health. So that's what I have, and I'm going to switch you over to Liz because we're running at the end of the show, Rosemaria. But thank you so much for calling. Hold on a second for Liz.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, Rosemaria, it's Liz. The first card that came out for you is love. But it wasn't about you and someone else. I'm going to read you the message. Divine source is the idea that no person, place, or thing is your salvation, only love itself. And it's about loving yourself fully. The card has a beautiful mandala with a lotus flower in the middle. And it's about you connecting with the higher power and yourself and truly loving yourself, you know, truly being in love with yourself, right? Like loving to be alone with yourself, loving to go places by yourself, loving to have your own thoughts and to think about them and enjoy them. And I'll tell you, you know, for me, it was an uncomfortable place to be for a long time, alone and by myself. And now I can't get enough of it. I truly love to be just at home and quiet or with my own music that I enjoy and just being able to clear all my head of everyone else's things. Because when we're with other people, which is nice, and we do need community, don't misunderstand me. You know, we do need connection with other people, but the connection with ourselves first needs to be the strongest and the best. Because a lot of times when we are, and I know you're empathic, so this is one of the things, when you're with other people, you start to pick up their things, you know, their gunk and muck that they are carrying around. And when we are not, you know, fully connected and loving ourselves, and we attach more to that, we pick up more of their stuff and we take it on as our own, and then it makes our stuff seem even worse or even more compiled. So it's very, very important to make that connection, to just, like Mary said, do the mirror work, do the, you know, I love you, I, you know, I'm beautiful. You know, one of the things in my card deck, you know, when I send them to people, I put a dry erase marker, and I tell everyone, you know, words are so powerful, and I encourage everyone, you know, pick a card and write the message on your bathroom mirror. So get yourself a dry erase marker and go on your bathroom mirror. You have to look in there every day and write, I love you, you know, even if the eyes at the top and the make a big heart right around where your face is going to be while you're getting ready. And remember that you love yourself. And once you, you know, once you fully step into that and embrace it, it's, your life is so different and you feel so much calmer and at ease too. Because you're not looking for someone else to give you the okay or to validate that you are the person that you are and that you're worth all of these things or that you, or that you're important. You are important. For you, you are the most needed thing for you, right? Without you, your vessel doesn't do anything. You need to be there. You need to be present in it. And then the next card I got for you was inner power. And it says, give me the courage and the power to do what must be done. So taking these steps, and it's going to be commitment. And you've got to stick to it. So call in your guides. This has a big lion on the front of it, roaring, and you know, call them in and say, "I need your help. I need support. I need that push." And so, you know, doing as silly as this sounds, writing that message on your mirror in your bathroom, where you have to look every day, You have to read it. You have to. You're becoming accountable now. So that's just one way. You can set a reminder on your phone that the message pops up at a certain time every day. You know, so many things you can do to just commit to this practice. You know, it's almost like going on a diet, right? I hate dieting. Dieting sucks. I never stick with it. And because it's just not for me. You know what I mean? And dieting, really, if you talk to any nutritionist, is not a great way to maintain your lifestyle, right? You need to come up with something that works for you and create a life path. So this is for you to fully embrace you and have self-confidence, and that'll give you the poise and the, you know, when you walk in a room, people are going to notice you. And when you are in that energy and you present yourself in that manner, then guess what? These men are going to be dropping at your feet left and right because they're going to notice you when you walk in a room. You know, think about someone that walks in to a room with their, you know, they're standing up tall and their shoulders are back and they're well-dressed and they look very poised. You pay attention, right? And when someone comes in and they're kind of like slouched over and they're not dressed so great, you're like, oh, you don't really notice them as much, right? And you're like, oh, yeah, whatever. You want to be that person that people notice. You know, we all want to be. So we have to show it. We have to shine. We have to shine from the inside out. So you've got it in you. And you got to make your commitment to self-love. And then you know what? Everything else will fall into place. It really will. But it's got to start from you. You got to have, you are the foundation. So you have to have a strong foundation if you want everything else to work. And then I pulled you a card from my deck, and it said, every seed must be planted in darkness before it can bloom. So, you know, a lot of times when we think life is at the worst point and we just, you know, we can't, you know, everything's going wrong and it's horrible and it's, you know, it's terrible. Think about this. Maybe you're just being planted because you're about to blossom. You're about to sprout new wings and a new life and a new you. Because we get to choose every day whether we want to be the same Rose Maria that we were yesterday or if we want to be a new Rose Maria today, you know? So make the choice to be, you know, what you want to be and how you want to handle it. And I also want to tell you on the love card, it's you're talking about your bird in the very beginning of the call. This around this mandala is all these little hummingbirds. So look for birds. Those are your spirit guides, your angels, you know, saying, hey, we're here. We're supporting you. Start taking notice because they're out there and they're you know, trying to get your attention. Just like that little red guy. So, you know, you've got it in you, Rosemaria. You've got you have a strong knowing. And, you know, being an empath, a lot of times we don't know throughout our life how to handle that and that we are, you know, picking up other people's energies and their gunk and their muck and stuff when we're around them. And you may want to practice this. I think that we've told you this before, the bubble up, right? I always picture myself in the morning as like Glinda the Good Witch in the bubble, floating down into Oz. But that bubble, I get to interact with people, right, and see them and share my light with them and see, you know, their light, but I don't pick up any of their gunk and muck, right? The bubble stops that. So ask your angels to bubble you so that you're not picking up other people's energy, and you'll start to feel a noticeable change. You definitely will, and it'll help you with your self-confidence as well. All right?
All right, cool.
Well,
appreciate it, guys.
That's my messages for you. And Beth, and let us know how you make out. But I think you just got to make that connection, you know. You've got it there.
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. All right. Well, have a good
Thank
night,
you.
Rose Maria. And we'll talk again
you
soon.
Too. All right. Be safe. Thanks.
All right.
Good night.
You too.
Wow.
All right, ladies. Rose Maria calls, we've talked to her a few times. She's a nice, sweet, sweet
yeah.
lady. And she's, you know, This is a hard time for people too. You know, we're so in tune with that. I know, because we tell people every week. I feel like,
yeah.
But I try to remember that when I'm out in the world too, right? Like,
yeah,
because not everyone handles it as well as we do. We've kind of practiced and gotten ourselves in the groove and can go with the flow, but it's not as easy for other people yet. You know, that haven't realized that when you just surrender, you're you're in a better place. So, well, that is the end of our show for this evening.
Yeah,
a few callers we can get to, but we're going to jot down your phone numbers, and if you call us back next week, we will happily pick you up. We thank you.
I've already jotted down the numbers. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, great, Mary.
Yeah.
You're a superwoman.
I wanted to assist you, Liz.
Oh, you're the best. and I said, DC and Nicola, they had to go to bed, right? Because they're a little older than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get a message.
Nicola is in the Netherlands, and DC was very busy today.
Yeah, so it's been a rough one. You know, today, like I said, 555 is a big day of change. It's been definitely different. So,
yes.
We wish everyone a great week, and we will see you here next week.
Yeah.
Have a good night, Mary. It was great to be with you again.
Yeah, same here. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Good night. You too.